Yeah, we did. Welcome everyone out to Commissioners Court. This is our May 15th, 2017 session. I'm going to give us an invocation and then we'll stand for our pledges. Kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful for the opportunity that we all have to be here together today. We're thankful for this great county and state and country that we live in. We're thankful for all the citizens that live here with us in Upshur County. We ask that Thy Spirit be here with us today, guide us, and help us to make the best decisions that we can for the county and for our citizens. Please watch over and protect all of those who serve us locally to protect us and protect our freedoms, and those who serve us abroad and in this country. And we are eternally grateful for Thy Son, Jesus Christ, and for His atoning sacrifice. And we say these things humbly in His name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Now,
no, we haven't accepted them.
Before we do this, I have written in the what Andy will need for Pub Works. Do y'all want to move that money now or wait until he's here? Wait till he's here?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
In case something changes.
I'm marking that out.
Andy asked me to take that.
Okay. Motion to approve budget amendments without that for Andy's.
All right. Bridge. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Budget amendments?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes, I got it.
All right. That's an aye vote. Yep.
Well, I thought he ought to sign it, but he didn't need to.
No, we were talking about that.
Texas vote.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Behind.
You got too much on your mind.
Hey, you got me here.
Item 2E, your accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Abstain.
With one abstention.
How nice it is to look out there and see smiling faces. Hold that thought.
Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, copy of invoice from Petty Flying Service showing work completed on Upshur County school land, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Before we get into the meat of the agenda, Estella wanted me to announce today that we have a, in some emails, there's going to be a link that's going to get you some ransomware on your computer. So please do not open any links on your emails. If you have any questions, and call her, she can come look at it and help you decide whether or not it's legitimate. But for now, this thing is bad, and it ramped up this weekend, so if you get into our whole network, try not to open any of those, please. Item 3 is discuss and take action to accept bid on struck off property in cause number 13-18TX and cause number 12-53TX.
Good morning. Our first bid on property is 13-18TX. The bid amount is $9,929.41. This is the full struck off amount on 1 acre that's more or less in the J.W. Cleghorn Head Right Survey. This is in the Union Hill School District, so I do recommend that y'all approve that bid. The second one is cause number 12-53TX. This bid amount is $3,260, which was the minimum bid amount on this property. It was a bid for value. This is 0.932 acres more or less in the James Scott Survey. This is in the Diana School District, so I recommend you set this one also.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the bid amount on both pieces of property. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. They're in the record, Barbara.
We got to sign this?
Mm-hmm. Item 4 is discuss and take action to accept for recording the replat for Village Shops in Diana.
And that is me. And they're looking at the adjusting some of the lots in the original plat to put in some new businesses, so I would like to make the motion that we accept this filing for replat. Do I have a second?
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept the replat of Village Shops and Diana. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. So Regina, the check's going to be in the record.
This one needs to go. This is the other copy of that.
Let's see. Let's put it in the record. They need it. It goes in the record. All of them. I just laid the files down.
Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve the merchant processing agreement application and fee schedule between Upshur County and Automated Merchant Systems Incorporated. This is the county clerk's system so that she can begin charging for records online.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the agreement with Automated Merchant Systems. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve a contract with PubWorks for software for the Road and Bridge Department.
That Mr. Jordan has asked us to table that item.
Item 6 will be tabled. Item 7 is discuss and take action to record certification by the county auditor of the receipt of grant money available for disbursement in FY17 but not included in the original budget and adopt a budget for same. This is a $2,500 community grant from Walmart that the sheriff got.
Mm-hmm.
What is the other one?
The aging grants portion of the, they were scanned this time.
Okay, I missed them.
Grant money available.
And $37,500 for the disaster grant.
Motion to approve this, that recording, those grant monies.
And adopt the budget?
And adopt the budget the same.
Second.
Commissioner Gross beat you. Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept the certification from the county auditor and adopt the special budget for the same. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is hear presentation by Charlie Kano of ETEX regarding COP Sync program and take action to authorize ETEX to solicit donations on behalf of Upshur County. Charlie's here, and representatives from COP Sync and our sheriff and our Gilmer Police Chief, Mark Case.
I've got a flyer I'd like to hand to you guys, if that's all right.
That'll be fine.
So this project initiated whenever my board of directors approached me last year and asked me to come up with some kind of an active shooter solution to protect our employees. The one thing I was not going to do was arm my employees and cause any kind of liability or risk as far as to kind of defend themselves or any kind of an issue as far as the front office. And you know, our company, like a lot of other companies, you know, have a lot of customers that come in, and sometimes those customers may be irate. And especially now with the laws and allowing people to carry a little bit more easily, you never know what kind of situation you're going to get into. We work with a lot of telephone companies across the industry, and we did a joint training with a particular telephone company called Hill Country Telephone. They had partnered with their local law enforcement, which happened to use a software called COP Sync, and that's who the representatives are here about, in case there's any detailed questions. So COP Sync is a database for law enforcement, allows them to have connected to state and federal type of connectivity and databases. But the big thing about COP Sync that our research shows is that they're able to share information across other agencies. And from a technology perspective, we know the importance of having databases and being able to share information on a real-time basis, which is the solution that they bring to the table. The other application that was appealing to us was there's a business application. So like a lot of companies, and you guys may have a silent alarm, we're able to do an alarm that sends information to the five nearest patrol law enforcement, whatever agency they belong to, whether it's Orr City or Upshur County or Gilmer. If they have COP Sync, the five nearest units could respond to a message, alert message from that business. And then dispatch could obviously have a connection to that and dispatch as normal to have more information. So we felt that when I approached the chief of police and I approached Sheriff Webb about this solution and found out that they were very interested in trying to look into something similar to this to enhance what they already do today. So what I've done is I've talked to a handful of businesses. There's a lot of initial interest in providing this type of solution to Upshur County and in the city of Gilmer. So my initial ask is to have the opportunity to continue to talk to businesses on behalf of the county, and I've already got the city council vote to try to solicit this kind of a partnership, this kind of a solution to Upshur County and the city of Gilmer. Now, in all fairness, in the way that we do due diligence, and I know you're probably used to this, let me introduce Jan Rowe with CompSync. Obviously, CompSync is not the only solution out there, and we will do our due diligence to bring some competitive bids. Again, that's part of how you bring anything to the table. So there are other players out there. There's another company that we researched that's called eForce. I know that I think CompSync and eForce have partnered together on some projects in the past.
On some CAD projects.
On some CAD projects where they have a computer-aided dispatch that other companies have utilized. So we feel this is a great project to bring the latest technology to our law enforcement. What we would be looking at is looking at not only a software solution, but also a hardware. So it would be ruggedized computers, mounting brackets, everything that the law enforcement would need in their fleet vehicles to have access to all the software. Any questions on any details, we'll be happy to expand, or I can obviously hand over to you.
So let me tell y'all just a little bit how this works.
Here, these are the law enforcement. I don't have enough. I'm sorry. There's only three of those, and these are the premises protection. We have two, and for clarification, I am a former county judge. I served two terms in Robertson County, and we utilize this technology in all of our counties. So I'm actually preaching what I practiced, so I'm with you there. When Charlie and Sabrina brought this to me as a community-based initiative, we agreed to reduce your county and the city of Gilmer cost by significant numbers. I mean, normally they're $99 a month per officer, and we've agreed to allow your start cost to be $29 a month per officer, as long as Charlie's able to bring in the community support through the protected agency or the protected premises. But what this is, it's a interoperable communication. There's no barrier to jurisdictions. Your courthouse, my courthouse, was protected by this as opposed to a panic button. You could push a panic button here, Judge, and your secretary would not know that you have an issue in here. And she may walk in here and walk into harm's way. These ladies out here in the hallway would not know that you had a problem in here unless they heard it. So what our technology does is it's one price for the entire protected premises. And it sends a message to everybody in the building that has a computer or a smartphone or an iPad or whatever technology that you have installed in your building. And it will let them know that there's been an alert issued on the third floor in the county courtroom. And to take whatever measures your sheriff and you put into play as far as emergency management procedures. It, at the same time, it notifies the five nearest officers if the chief of police from Gilmer was outside or if he was at a JP office or if he was somewhere, he would get that notice and know that you're here. The sheriff would get that notice. The dispatcher would get that notice and be able to do the job that dispatchers do and do well. We're not trying to remove them from the issue. We're trying to enhance what they do. The beauty of the product is that we perform this service for schools as well. Every school, every smartphone, every computer in the building has this, and they can alert without anybody knowing. The debriefing and the analysis of school shootings across the United States shows that many of the injuries are caused when others in the building don't know that there is an issue transpiring and they inadvertently walk into that issue, and this was created to alleviate that. When the alert goes to the officer, it tells the officer exactly where it is in the building that the alert is entered. So the officer doesn't have to start by clearing every room on the first floor of this building before they go to the second floor of the building and clear that. They know that the issue is on the third floor, the same way in the schools. They don't have to clear the building from the front to the back if the issue is in the back. The law enforcement technology of this for your sheriff's department, the benefit for your sheriff's department, your local law enforcement, is that they can run their own 27s. They, you know, if they're working a security at a football game, they can run plates in the parking lot to make sure that you don't have a, you know, someone untoward on the premises. If there's a child predator, they can identify that plate. They can do that without tying up dispatch. If the officer swipes a driver's license or runs a driver's license, if there's a warrant, a felony warrant out on that person, without the dispatcher having to come back in and warn him that he has a potentially dangerous suspect in custody, that alert goes out to the dispatcher and to the five closest officers. It's a silent alert, so it does not alarm or alert the person that he has stopped that he's been detected. There's also, this was something that was very interesting to me as a budget administrator for the county, is that I had an abundance of Class C warrants and CAPIS profiles that were uncollected, and I needed that revenue. This is the only Class C database in existence that is available to your officers on the street. So if you avail yourselves of this, then we can make sure I can add in that your warrants, your Class C warrants, would be uploaded as a bonus. And your officers, not only would your officers be able to see your warrants and your CAPIS profiles, but every other officer that's on our system in the state of Texas would be able to see them as well. Your city officers would be able to see them, your county officers would see them. However you want those warrants and CAPIS profiles processed is still up to you. That's still it's local control, and it's visible on the screen, so it requires a verification. Charlie had brought to the table was, could we drive the price down for the law enforcement if I can recruit enough community support to validate a reduction in the price? And we thought that was a wonderful idea, and we encourage him to continue.
And I'll add to that point, you know, we presented this solution to all of the schools, and I think that a handful of them followed up by getting demos and with Sabrina, the salesperson, one of the salesperson for CopSync. I have a handful of businesses, banks, key businesses here in the community that would be interested in buying this solution. So they would buy that service for their business just like eTax would, and therefore in a way subsidize the reduced, you know, ongoing maintenance and licensing costs for the county and the city.
And what we've guaranteed is that your cost would remain at the ceiling of $39.99 per officer. As long as the level of premises participation in your county is the same. So if you have an agency drop off in the middle of the year, you still have the option of picking up another agency, and we can work with those numbers. I had suggested to Commissioner Gentry in the elevator on our way up, or just out of the elevator, that if you'd like to see a full demonstration of how these products work together, I would suggest maybe a workshop where we can come back and have it on the screen so you can see the benefit to your law enforcement, but you can also see the benefit to your county as far as warrant and CAPIS profile collections. There were many times that I would have someone fail to appear, and they'd have five or six pending warrants. They'd have five or six warrants out, but my officers on the street didn't know they had a warrant because Class C warrants don't show. And according to the Office of Court Administration, in 2016, there were 791,000 CAPIS profiles, not all warrants, but just CAPIS profiles filed in the state of Texas. So, you know, we've got an issue by not being able to collect. And when you stop John Doe on the street, and he knows he has warrants out, and the officer just gives him another ticket and he drives off, all we've done is empower him not to pay the one he just got. So there are many facets to this that can work to your advantage and can work to your budget's advantage. And we'd like to work with Charlie and see if we can't get this, this entire initiative off the ground. But it's truly his. Yes, sir?
You mentioned $2 amounts. You initially said $29 a month, and then you said $39.99?
Yes, sir. There's a ceiling that your first year is $29, and then the second year and every year thereafter is $39, as long as you maintain that premises protection in your account.
That is annual?
Yeah, $29.99 a month.
A month.
Per officer.
And then I'm trying to understand the logistics of sitting here and we have an issue right now if we had this system.
Mm-hmm.
How would we notify anybody?
If you have a cell phone.
There's an application on your cell phone or your desktop.
We have a cell phone app for an Android and an iPhone. And it's just an icon and you just touch the icon.
Does he have to pay for that?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. It's included.
So as far as the businesses are concerned, there's two ways to contribute. There's a one-time initial sponsorship just to get this, get the hardware and the software in the first year started. And then the second way to contribute is this partnership opportunity that she's mentioned as far as how many businesses are willing to buy this solution, the E911, for their business. So therefore, I would be, E-Tex would want to be part of this initial contribution just to help with the sponsorship or the donation of the solution. And then we will have our annual fees to costing based on our, the software licensing for my employees to have access to it.
What's this hardware cost that we're talking about and how's that going to be covered?
Well, we haven't finalized everything as far as hardware costs with software. We're waiting for CompSync to get their final numbers. Hardware is going to be, the most expensive portion of this, because when you're looking at ruggedized laptops for the field, they're roughly about $4,000 brand new ruggedized. So you multiply $4,000 times 17 for the county and probably 7 for the city, that number gets on up there. Plus all the mounting brackets and everything you need to mount it and secure it to the vehicle. Now, we do have the opportunity to go buy refurbished computers. Other agencies have done that and have been very successful in buying a refurbished PC. As long as it's ruggedized, as long as it meets all the specifications that CompSync, specifies, you can save yourself 30 to 40% off of that hardware price if we go with a refurbished.
We've recently, something that you didn't have the benefit of knowing, but we've recently collaborated with a hardware provider for a hardware as a service, so it would be kind of like a lease type option available to our customers where you wouldn't own it, so you could continually upgrade that like you do with your copiers or like you used to do with cell phones. But that would be something that you would be able to work out, or you would be able to work out independent of us. It's just a service that would be offered as an alternative.
Is the maintenance fee per officer or per?
It's all included in that fee. It's all included. The first year is $29.99 per officer per month.
So it's per officer. So like in my office, if my court assistant has it on her desktop, then
that's included in the flat.
So it's just per officer.
Yes, sir.
How many officers share?
We looked at 33.
33.
Those numbers could go down because I do understand that dispatch administrative.
Those numbers will go down because those are
$16,000.
Right. So those numbers could go down.
And your reserves would be much lower.
Right. And from what I understand with the CompSync, there was a 7,500 NIVERS, one-time NIVERS fee. There were air cards involved, 17 patrol units. And we were looking at roughly a little bit over about $20,000 a year for to maintain license fees in the program.
How much did you say?
A little over $20,000.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the bottom line. I know y'all are interested in that. So.
That's based on 33 officers.
Based on 33, yes.
Does this include constables or are they extra?
Constables? Yeah, they have to pay also, yes, to be on the view.
But this is plus this hardware cost.
The the hardware cost?
$4,000 a unit? A unit, right?
You have, yes, sir. You'd have to have your hardware to operate the system. So you'd have to have an in-car computer, an MDT.
Do we have to have those computers anyplace else besides
no,
the vehicles?
No, sir.
But we have
already have those. I mean, if you, whatever you have in your
office
will operate on any platform. So whatever you have in your county already on your premises, we can just load software on that. It'll run autonomous to everything else you have.
We already have those in the, most of them in the.
Do we have those in the vehicles? That's what I was at, that's what I was wondering. Or do we
just have regular laptops?
No, we don't have any right now.
We have maybe one or two still left. At one time, they did have units, computers in the vehicles, but they were just basically used as word processors. In other words, they wrote reports, transferred them over to thumb drives, took them into the deal. With CopSync, they have a computer writing program on there in-house that we can write reports on. The database, processing property, this can be a whole in-house process for us to use on the report writing that we do not currently have. Each unit, there's 17 control units that would be installed with the computers and the program and would be operating out in the county, actually doing reports in the county where they're working, not having to come back to the department to actually write a report, and they're spending more time out on the road and doing what they're supposed to be doing instead of having to drive all the way back to the office and complete reports and stuff like that.
My goal is to get enough business and community involvement and sponsorships where the community will take care of 100% of your year one cost, hardware and software. That's my goal, is to get enough business and community involvement that year one, 100% will be covered. What you guys, once you get the final numbers and budget for CopSync, you'll have to determine, or you can you budget the second year and third year ongoing maintenance and support for their product.
Which is gonna be about $20,000.
And again, like as I mentioned before, I think that, you know, we need to consider other solutions in order to make sure that we've done your due diligence.
And that, you know, they've gone through this very, very fast. So she can't explain everything that it does, but it's pretty amazing. Commissioner Spencer and I were in probably a 2-hour meeting where they went through everything, and it does a lot of things to protect the public.
Your motion profiling report is available to you at the click of a button, as opposed to having to go back through and look through your and to do a tally sheet. You don't have to do that anymore. You can key it in per officer, you can key it in per shift, you can key it in, you can pull that at any point in any time of day. It's got a ticket writer program with it, so you can write your citations, and those citations automatically integrate into your system. It also has a DWI office report module, so you don't have to re-enter that data over and over again. Usually, I mean, a DWI module pretty much pays for itself. As a former county judge, you need to get your applications for blood draw warrants. All that information is automatically populated from the actual traffic stop. The officer doesn't have to redo that information. So it's not repetitive and thus producing the opportunity for errors. It automatically populates. There's a, like you said, there's a sheriff said, there's a property protocol. There's a criminal trespass module. There's so many that there's no way we can tell you all. We'd be more than happy to come and do a workshop for you. That's what
did you have a question?
Yes,
well, if this would load onto any of our systems in here, our phones and all that kind of stuff, why does it take a $4,000 laptop in a car and not just a regular laptop?
The car requires, it's called a rugged jet. It has to be a rugged system because of the vibrations in the vehicle, the heat, the cold, all of the things. It's exposed to so much more. You're gonna spend more replacing the cheaper model than you would buying a rugged.
Yeah, we've tried that. That's why we only have two.
I have one of them.
Yeah, those are those are gambles. You know, we have been using computers and laptops in our vehicles. Granted, my employees and I go 100 miles an hour on a pursuit. You know, we're getting to an emergency install, like your sheriffs would. So, you know, it's one of those things that a regular laptop may last and may be durable enough to last, or you may be having to replace that, every year. So it's one of those things that whatever direction you decide to go, you're going to need a device in there, and you have to be able to budget either replacing the device or buying one a little bit more expensive that is supposed to last you a little bit longer.
Constable Dolly.
On your quest to get the support for this, have you added any of the constables in there to get the support for them? Now, all the constables may not want to be involved, but I do, so I'd want my unit to put in on that support. Awesome.
Be happy to do that. I think that we need to work and try to get as many agencies in this as possible, and then let the business see what the opportunity is to better pay our county.
Chief Case, are you going to ask the city to approve it?
We did before the council last week.
Yes, sir.
We did get approval.
Okay. And Sheriff, are you asking the court to approve it?
Yes, I am.
Do we not? You talked about getting competitive bids or anything. Do we need to? Isn't that what you were talking about?
Well, right now the approval.
He's just raising money right now.
The approval is for me to go through the community and not get not you guys get any questions on what's Charlie doing and asking money and what's this all about. So this has nothing. This is not an approval for CompSync or any vendor in particular. It's an approval for us to move forward with this community project.
Mark, how many police cars would you have to outfit?
I would outfit seven.
Seven?
Yes, sir.
And are you, Charlie, were you trying to include his
this
seven
is, this
as
is
well?
Including, yes, the city and the county. Yes, sir.
Motion to approve Charlie to continue working on this and seeing what he can get done.
Second. Let me make sure I state it for the agenda. Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to authorize ETEX to solicit donations on behalf of the county. Those in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank y'all.
Thank you.
And we let call me and let's visit about a full-blown presentation when we get closer.
I think that would be a great idea for your
I do
community too. And for everybody involved. I mean, you can't appreciate it until you see it.
I agree.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
There's a motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.